Blog Talk Radio.
AVS Media Demo. AVS Media Demo.
Good evening to each and every one of you. This is the Monday night Avon Motivational Radio Show, and each week we have various guests on the show to help you as an Avon representative take your Avon business to the next level. Each week we bring on various guests who may be an Avon representative like yourself, district managers, life coaches. We've had physical therapists on to help us with our backs and how to carry our Avon boxes and bags. And we even had a nutritionist on the show as well. Tonight, I'm going to be the guest speaker, and we're going to talk about Christmas in July. And I know a lot of you are wondering, Christmas in July, what is that? Well, as an Avon representative, we should be thinking ahead. Certainly in our last campaign, we've gotten up to campaign 19, and soon after we'll be getting campaign 20 and 21, which will really be displaying a lot of the holidays items. But you don't want to wait until the last minute to get your thoughts together and to start planning for the holiday season. I'm going to begin gathering boxes as well as baskets, mugs from the dollar store. I'm going to start collecting those items, and in order to prepare to make gift baskets for the Christmas holiday season. One of the things I've already purchased was a bow maker, and I got it off of eBay. And this item will help actually allow you to make a bow of various size, and each bow comes out absolutely perfect. And I think it's called Wayne was a bow maker. And if you're interested in the actual name, you can email me at pat@avonbrox.com. That's pat@avonbrox.com. So one of the things you want to do, this is the time you really, really want to look at your What's New book, to look at items that are very inexpensive, as well as pay attention to the midnight Avon special that comes on your texts and emails. You also want to make sure you start paying attention to your Outlook book and those specialty books that comes out, the one with the set, with the gift set. Because what I'm going to tell you and share with you is a lot of those items, especially those gift sets that come with the footwork, or you get like five different perfumes for like $30. You know, those are great items to, if you can, purchase. And as Avon representative, one of the things we should start looking at between now and I would say mid-September, put some money aside for your Avon business, for your basket making. And these are the type of things, it could be anything from $100 to $200. And if you have it like that, $300, $400, $500. Let's say, for example, your budget is $100. But one of the things you want to do, if you look in the What's New, Book 19. That's What's New, Book 19. And on the front of the cover, it has the Big Darling Explosive Volume Mascara. In that particular book, one of the things I thought was really, really cute was Avon Nail Enamel Caddy. And that's located on page 8 of that particular book. And the reason why this became of interest to me, because I figured as an Avon representative, what I can do, I can take that caddy, I can take a couple of nail polish, because in the upcoming pardon me, what Outlook book has nail polishes on sale for the quick dry nail polish for $3 and change. So you can buy a couple of bottles of nail polish. You can buy some of the 99-cent nail file. You can put that in a nice little box, and you get boxes either from eBay or the dollar store have these great plastic boxes. They come in different sizes. You can buy one of those, and you can stuff it and put this particular item with some of the nail polishes in it and with the nail file, and that will make a one. And you may even want to include a hand lotion, maybe the night hand lotion, and that would make a beautiful, beautiful basket. And then you could price that according to your price point that you purchased in this particular item. So that particular caddy goes for $6, and you pay $6 for the caddy. Maybe you buy maybe three nail coats at $3 a piece, and you got the nail file, which of course you like 40 something cent because it's 99 cents in the book, and then you have the 99 cent hand lotion, which cost you about approximately 69 cents. So maybe you want to take that particular item and sell it for let's say $20-$25. What also was on sale is a foliating glove. That may be cute in that basket also. You may want to add that. And then always want to put your Avon book with your business card in the decoration of your basket. So with this tray, I would put my business card on that last shelf, and in the back of the caddy, I would place my my Avon book, so it would be like a brace. Another item in that particular campaign, which is the What's New Again 19, on page 19, they are introducing three new scents for the bubble bath, the shower gel, and the lotion. And one scent is sugar and walnut, and the other one is fresh and orchid apple. And you can take that, just those three items by itself, get yourself one of those scrunchies. You can buy them from the dollar store, and depending on what dollar store you go to, some of them have like three of them in a pack for a dollar, or some have a nice big one for $1. I tend to like the big one for $1, and I try to get a very similar color to the item in which I'm making a basket. So, for example, the on the page 19 of page What's New 19 book, the fresh orchard apples is a very light green, like an apple green. So maybe I'll try to find an evergreen sponge, which gives it, it's still in the green family, but some contrast, and then I'll make a little basket out of that. The other thing I would do is I would on the same page, on page 10, they have a gift set for children, and that there you have a brush, a detangling brush. And there's an apple hand face wipe and a apple sugar super styling gel. And for the three items, they come up like $6, and I think they throw in this little bristle thing, and that would make a really, really cute gift for kids. And what I would do again, I would do a little scrunchie. Everything here is like in a yellowish-orange type family. So I'll try to do like a deep orange scrunchie and put it in that and make that into a basket. The other thing they have the scented candles. And the scented candles, which is on page 19. I'm sorry, that's on page 13. The other items were on page 11 and 10. 11 for the natural, 10 for the kiddies item, and 8 for the caddy. On page 19, they have the candles. And those candles, those scented candles look really nice. If you go to the dollar store, maybe you get some wine glasses and maybe and your and put your Avon book in there. Or you take the scented candles and maybe put a cup in there. You can get from the dollar store. Maybe put a little tea bag in there and then include the Avon brochure. And for that item is only $7.49. Something like that you can sell maybe for $10 or $12. So these are just a few little ideas. I wanted to go into another catalog. Oh yeah, the same catalog. On page 21 of that book, they have a lot of the jewelry that is very inexpensive. They have a jet set that's earring and necklace for $9. They have a striking mix, which is an earring again and necklace set for $5.99. And then they have these bangles, three of them for $7.99. And they have another one that was another set of bangles for $7.99. And then they have a set of earrings with a jacket, and they're $4.12. So you may want to buy like maybe the jewelry set, and then again you can make a nice little basket or gift basket with that, and I'm sure your customers will really, really, really love them. Another reason why I like Campaign 19 because they also have these cute little pocketbooks, which will make good, beautiful gift items. So you may want to, if you can, get a couple of those to give out to your, not give up, but to sell to your customers. And then on the last page, they have on page, I think it's page 28, they have these beautiful pink slippers, and they're called the Breast Cancer Rosette Slippers, and they're $8.49. Now, they have those there, and in your What's New Campaign 18, they also have some slippers on sale. And I forgot what the price I'm trying to look for real quick. I should have marked the page. They're on page 12, and they go for $6.99. Now, what I would do with those sets of slippers, I would buy a footwork set. It could be the set, or maybe you could buy one of three items. And those items, along with the slippers, would make a wonderful basket to give to your client. You may even want to put one of those foot wands in there as well. So that would make an excellent, excellent gift for your client. So now that you have decided what items you're going to put in your basket, what items you're going to concentrate in putting in your basket, let me go back a little bit. The nail polish is on in Campaign 18 on page 17, the price is $2.39. So you want to go back and you want to make an inventory of what you think you want to buy and to have in your basket. And once you've done that, the next thing you want to do, you want to start buying containers so you can start putting your items in. And one of my favorite, everybody who knows me knows, I am the eBay queen. And so all you have to do is go to eBay.com. In their search box, put down basket. But don't just put basket, put basket lot. And you'll be surprised. Sometimes you can get like 10 baskets for almost no money because people they just don't have any room for the stuff anymore or whatever, and they just want to get rid of them. And they'll come in all different sizes. So, you know, I would just buy a lot because, when I say lot, I mean L-O-T, because you never know what size you're going to use the item based on the items that you have. So, you know, look for a lot. And then the other thing when I'm buying things on eBay, I also look for free shipping because that really kind of helps also. So that's one place you can buy your little containers. The other place you can buy containers is, and I had made mention to it on this before, is definitely the dollar store. The dollar store is a real cool place to buy different types of containers, all shape, all sizes, all colors. You can also take your Avon clear brochure bag and make make little gift baskets out of those, like Christmas stuffers with those. The other items that you want to get, those are two places that you can go get containers, the dollar store and eBay. I strongly suggest eBay. Then the next thing you want to do, anytime you get a package that comes to your home, a lot of times they're filled with that little that stuff that's like shredded paper. What I do, from Home Depot, Home Depot, what I use is that big old plastic bag, and I just pour those stuffings in that bag. Every time I get a gift or if I get a packaging and they have that shredded paper, I put it in there. And then the other thing I do, I will go to the dollar store and I will buy some of the paper that's crinkly that you can use as stuffing. And then what I do, when I shred my papers, particularly like magazines, you shred it through a shredder, you know, take those shredded pieces of paper, and I put it in that bag as well. And then I mix it all up, and then I use those as my fill for the bottom of my basket. So that's what you want to do. This way you're not spending a lot of money on that kind of stuff. Now, you could do two different things for the covering of your item. You can, one, you can buy bags where you can actually fit your basket or your container in the bag and then just pull it up and just get a ribbon and tie it to clothes and then put a bow on it. Or you can go to the store, dollar store, again, my favorite place, and you can buy cellophane. And then you can just go on a roll, and you can do it that way. How to make a basket? Well, it's going to be very difficult for me to try to explain to you how to make a basket. However, the best way to learn how to make a basket is really in the comfort of your own home. All you have to do is go to YouTube and search how to make a gift basket. And I'll tell you, I've watched numerous shows on YouTube on how to make a basket. And that's how I got that. I think for Abacadabra bow maker, that's how I learned about that. I saw it on YouTube and they used it. It was very, 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 very easy to use. So I said, wow, it's something that easy. I'm going to have to go get that. So I did that. So I went and ordered that for myself. The next thing you want to do, once you've made your basket, you've got your items and you're making your basket, and you can start making your baskets now. You just maybe make one this weekend, make one up next weekend. We have time. This way, by the time November comes rolling along with its gift-giving season, the start of our gift, you will have numerous baskets made. Now, one of the things you want to do, and I've gotten this from Teresa Santiago, who is on my team, one thing that she would do, when she makes baskets, she takes a picture of the basket, if I'm not mistaken, and then she puts it on, she uploads that picture and make a small, maybe about 2x2 copy and put it on a page. And then underneath that, you have the price. So let's say, for example, it's footwork and the slippers. So she'll have a picture of the actual basket, which will have this footwork and the slippers in there. And then she will have a name for the basket. Let's say easy stepping. I'm just making that up. And then underneath that, you'll have a price. And let's say the price is $25. And then under that, she would list the items that's in the basket and what it actually costs and what is the value. So people can see, because sometimes you get a basket that's all cluttered up and people really can't appreciate or understand tails on that basket. And that's what she does, and she's very successful very successful with that. So that's what you may want to do. You want to make sure you print out for each basket, you know, a listing of the things that's in the basket, and then a picture of that particular basket so you know that's actually the basket. You're talking about the price and its value. And then, you know, this helps two ways. Two, it helps the customer see what they're getting. Number two, if you save the file, then you can now you know what you had in that file. You can always go back to it and rebuy those particular items and make additional baskets. So that's another thing you want to do. Now, the third thing you want to do, you want to get customers. So how are you going to get customers to start thinking about Christmas in July? Well, one of the things you want to do, you want to start sending out email notices, and you want to tell your customers that, you know, Christmas is only a few months away, and you give them how many days away from we are from Christmas, do a countdown, and you can let them know that you are providing them with free personal shopping for their family members, their coworkers, their children's teachers, their neighbors, or their association, members of their associations, whoever they give gifts to, you want to let them know that they can come to you and buy these gifts. One group of people who really, really need your help in terms of gifts buying and gift ideas are men. Men hate to go shopping, and they love the fact that you can do the shopping for them. So what you do, as an Avon representative, go where men go. Go to your local car dealership. You know, it's interesting, but you see very few women selling cars at a car dealership. So you go to your car dealership, you introduce yourself to the salesperson, and you'll say to them, you know, hi, my name is Pat. I'm an Avon representative in the area, and I'm also a personal shopper. And what you may want to do, you may want to come with a beautiful, small gift basket. And if I was you, I would take one of our lovely I would take one of our lovely jewelry set, and the perfect one I think is what the model is wearing on page 18. I would take maybe something like that. It was on the cover of What's New 18, but it's item number 6 in the on page 6 of the of campaign 18 book. I would take something like that. I would make a beautiful, beautiful basket out of that. And then I would show them, this is a sample of what I can do. And I would do one for a woman, and I would also do one as well for a man. And you can go, you can get one of Derek Jeter's Derek Jeter's cologne, and put it in there, and then maybe you want to make like a fake Yankee ticket, you know, maybe one, you know, depending on their budget, you know, they can buy a Yankee ticket that would be included with the Derek Jeter, whatever you come up with, and I would take two small gifts and show them, these are the types of baskets I have, and these are the kind of services I can provide for you, and then you can sit down and say, I can sit down with you and have a note. I know you're at work right now, but can I call? Can I take your information? And can I call you on a day that you're not busy? And just to give you a free consultation. And then what you do when you do the free consultation, you go over, you know, his list. You know, who you have to buy gifts for, your coworkers, you go through the whole listing with them, and then how much you want to put them in pricing categories, you know, how much you want to spend for, like, your wife, how much you want to put aside for your coworkers, that kind of thing, until you have this whole little list together.
another place where you could find a lot of men or that you could talk to, your mailman. You know, your mailman comes to your home every day. He will be a perfect person to talk to for about using using your services as an Avon representative. Another place where you can go and meet men are, again, within the auto industry, or as an auto mechanic. You know, they work hard, they work long hours, and generally they work on the weekends. If they work in a place like a Ford dealership or whatever dealership they're working, usually on the weekends, after Saturday when they're off from work, a lot of times Sunday they take private work. They usually don't have the time to do the shopping. So these are another people that you can also contact and ask them, would they be interested in your service? So that's what you want to do. You want to start doing that, by going and soliciting to these different places, and I'm sure you can come up with many more. But then once you've gotten that and tapped into those markets, you could also go back to your own database and send out an email blast to your customers who are on your Avon address book, and you can send them an email blast letting them know that this is the kind of service in which you provide. And once again, I would take a picture of both of the woman's gift set and the man's gift set. And then I would post that in the email. I would put, attachment of each one. I would put label them, male gift set, women's gifts, holiday gift set. And then I would send a little note that, you're available to make various gift sets for their loved ones. And then, of course, you have social media. And again, I would take baskets. And these baskets could be any size because of the fact that you're not carrying them around. So I would take a nice picture of a basket that you've made, and I would post that on Facebook, Twitter, and any social media that you feel most comfortable with. And then I would say, private message me if you're interested in my personal shopping for the holidays. Personal shopping is available for buying gifts for those special people in your life. And something just as simple as that. And then as you meet new people and as you talk to your clients, talk to them about your gift-giving service. Population of people. And then we talked about men and tapping to them. But another population of people who like gift sets and need a personal shopper are those people who are in the hospitals and those people who are in nursing homes. And I used to do it all the time. I was always in the nursing home and the various hospitals, setting up my table, selling to not only the nurses and the doctors in the hospital, but many of the clients will come because they're stuck in the hospital for whatever illness that they have. And the holidays are coming, and their loved ones are coming to visit them, and they don't have gifts for them. So they really, really appreciate you having that type of service for them. So what I would do if I was you, I would contact the lawyer. It takes a while to do this. You have to really be persistent. You've got to call the nursing home, the hospitals in your area, and explain to them that you are an Avon representative. And you want to know, do they have a vending program? And a lot of them do. And you would like to see if it's for you to schedule time to come in and set up a table with your Avon products. Now, I would do that ASAP tomorrow because sometimes it takes you a month to make that connection. I just got back into one of my nursing homes. It took about 3 months, and I had inside help. It was, and prior to that, the fire of me getting my inside help, I was trying almost a year to try to get into this house, this nursing home. So, you know, that's why I said try. Don't wait till the last minute, one, because it's hard to get in contact with the youth activity director who schedules that. That's number one. And number two, you don't want to wait till the last minute because everybody who's selling anything is going to try to book that time during November, October, November, December. And the date that is most valuable to you, you want to know what day the people that work, what day they get paid. Because on payday, they're very receptive in terms of spending their little money. And I'm talking about the workers that work there. The people who are in the nursing home and in the hospital, they sometimes have like a little allowance, and they get like a bank account there, and or their family bring them money, and this is the money that they use to purchase their gift item. So I would strongly suggest that you do that. I would bring, if you do vending at the nursing home and the hospital during that time period, I would bring half item wrap, and I would buy some items that are unwrapped. The other thing I started to touch base on, and I stopped and forgot to go back on, when you place your order, a lot of times you see that they will ask you about these different bundles. A lot of times you take in the bundles maybe like $10 and do like 6 pieces or 7 pieces or whatever. You could take that same bundle and divide it in half and make more than one small basket or pair it up with something else. So please keep that in mind when making baskets. And, you know, just really have fun with it. One of the videos that I watched in making the basket and creating baskets, when she crunched up the top of the cellophane, and then she wrapped her ribbon around it. In the top, she would stick a flower that matched the inside of the of her basket, which really gave it a really nice touch. But you know, really, you know, find your niche, find your own signature, and really create a wonderful, wonderful basket. And don't be afraid of taking like boxes that have real nice shapes, and taking taking magazines and just cutting them up, you know, different types of magazines, and just pasting them, make some kind of a collage, and then you can kind of take a little varnish or a glue and paste it over and give it more of an antique type of a finish, and that would make a wonderful gift box as well. So really, 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 truly have fun with that. Let's see where we are with time. It's after 9. So let me just quickly say this. Last week, Galen Clark was on the radio, and she was speaking, and people were unable to log on, and so I went back on to listen to her show because she said she continued with the show method. And I could not hear anything. So apparently there was another glitch in the show. And so I'm going to, and the show was not recorded. But fret not. I spoke with Gil and Clark today. And so we decided that if the show did not record last Monday, that we will, in fact, have her on the show again the second Monday in August, to repeat that particular show. And then I noticed the same thing had happened to John Waller, who had his presentation on the 7th of July. And I went to listen to his show, and I was able to listen to that as well. So I'm going to ask John, instead of having a new show next Monday, but on the 1st of August, to have repeat that particular show as well. Okay, so you know that our orders went in last week, and you know, if you didn't have the chance to do that, make sure you get them in maybe tonight or maybe tomorrow. get your orders in. And again, you know, start ordering plenty of books. This is the summertime, and also start looking at your What's New book, and putting aside a little budget for the holidays. I know I'm going to start making my baskets starting this month, so I hope you do the same well as well. Until the next time, see you next Monday when we'll have Shirley, who will do her training session again. And if you haven't done so already, please like our page. And if you have any questions about the show, you can always call me or email me at pat@avonbronx.com. That's pat@avonbronx.com. Okay, everyone, have a wonderful week, and please make it happen. Thank you. Good night, everyone.